Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Deborah Becker. Gloucester police are taking a new approach to deal with the opioid epidemic affecting their city and almost all of Massachusetts. Chief Lenny Campanello says starting June 1st, if a drug user voluntarily comes to his station, instead of getting arrested, police will help get that person into treatment. The department's also teaming up with local pharmacies to offer the anti-overdose drug Narcan to anyone who requests it. When we called the chief this afternoon, we started by asking what kind of response he's received since he first posted his plans on Facebook yesterday.
It's been overwhelming. The post in about 27 hours has reached 850,000 people.
So let's explain it a little bit more. So this is if someone walks into the police station, it isn't someone who's about to be charged with anything, then?
Well, it's two-tiered. If somebody chooses to walk into the police station with the remainder of their paraphernalia or their opiate, we will not charge them at all. We will assign them people who have been trained or people who are volunteering to walk the addict through the system and to stay with that person through their recovery. If we need to charge someone and it's an encounter that we have with them where we can't divert them immediately, they'll be charged, but the district attorney's office has agreed to divert that person into a drug diversion program, which they founded with one of the social agencies here in the city, and that will get them services right away. And if the addict completes that, the charges will be dropped pre-arraignment, so they'll have no record at all.
But, you know, the governor has a working group right now on opioids, and what has been heard over and over again from the people who've attended those group meetings has been that there is a serious shortage of beds, not so much detox beds, but once somebody leaves a detox facility after just a couple of days, there's a real difficulty in finding long-term treatment to get somebody on the road to recovery. Do you think that there are enough resources in the community to be able to handle what could potentially be a huge influx of people?
The short answer to that is yes. We're producing a really good start. What we're doing here is provoking conversations that it is my great hope leads to the availability of more long-term sustainable treatment.
So what happens, though, if someone comes in and you can't find a bed for them? I mean, what would
Not everybody who comes in definitely needs a bed. Mm-hmm. You know, this Facebook post was the beginning of something that I think is going to be revolutionary in terms of the availability of beds. So we've gotten responses from clinicians all over the Northeast who run treatment centers and have availability.
So you're going to Washington, D.C. next week,
yeah,
and you're going to be talking with lawmakers. Why are you doing this?
You know, I was in plainclothes drug investigations for 7 years, and I arrested everybody that was out there. And the war on drugs from the supply end has been lost. The war on drugs from the demand end can be won. And so we go to Washington, yes, to spread that message and to ask for a dialogue about what insurance companies, what businesses, and what the legislature can do to change how we view this and reduce stigma.
The police department will be providing some training and will also be part of this agreement with local pharmacies to offer Narcan, the anti-overdose drug, to those who may not be able to afford it. So there is some cost involved.
The cost does not come from taxpayers' money. The money for that will come directly out of our federal seizure account in the police station, which takes money directly from adjudicated cases of drug dealing, assets that were seized as a result of a drug dealing operation, and puts them into a fund that funds law enforcement initiatives.
Are you of the belief that a lot of the people you're arresting, you're just rearresting, and it's just sort of this cycle, and it's not cost-effective to deal with it that way either?
Well, an addict that's willing to come into the station and say, here's my stuff, I need help, is someone who's ready for treatment. So we think the recidivism rate will be much less with this program than being forced into caught after an arrest, and we know this depends a lot on the individual and their support system. We feel, from a moral and ethical standpoint, you know, that law enforcement could do more.
All right. Gloucester Police Chief Lenny Campanello, thanks very much for speaking with us, and good luck starting this program.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity.